The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Happy Easter Sunday is here as we inch our way towards Pentecost. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024, the fifth Sunday of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's Gospel, Jesus tells us that He is the true vine and we are the branches. Thus, we must remain in Him if we wish to bear much fruit. What matters is that we do faithfully all the things we need to do to advance the kingdom of God in our hearts. Then we can bear much fruit in the world. Let's offer this day to the Lord. God, you know the desires of our hearts for authentic peace, justice, and love. I offer you my prayers, thoughts, words, actions, joys, and sufferings today, together with Jesus, who continues to offer himself to us in the Eucharist, who continues to reveal himself to us in the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized, the unborn, the most vulnerable in our world. May your Holy Spirit be my guide and strength today so that I may be a witness to your love, your justice, and your peace, and to the sanctity of each human life. Together with Mary, our mother, sister, and friend, she who carried the Savior in her womb, with all the communion of saints, and with all of us who offer ourselves to you for the good of others today, we pray. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, we find an analogy. It's a parable or an analogy, really, of the vine and the branches, in which you, Lord Jesus, teach us about your relationship with us and our relationship with you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Our relationship with you, Jesus, is clearly not something external. It's not something optional or accidental. It's a true connection. A branch is connected to the vine in order to be alive and to be fruitful, to give life. And so many times, Jesus, I can think of you as somehow far off. Perhaps the distance of heaven, that you're up in heaven somewhere. Or you're closer, but you're still in the tabernacle, a little far away. Or I can try to greet you in my prayer, but I do it from a certain distance. I think you're upset with me or you're far from me somehow. And yet, Jesus, you tell us very clearly just how close we are to each other. Abide in me and I in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. We're not just connected, Jesus, but somehow we live in each other. We live the very same life. Two lives have become one. I abide, I remain in you, and you abide and remain in me. What a helpful reality, what a helpful truth for our prayer life. We don't have to go on a long pilgrimage to some holy place to meet Jesus, although pilgrimages are helpful. We don't have to even go into a church where the Blessed Sacrament is to meet Jesus, although, of course, that's a very special and real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We don't have to go even into a quiet room in order to concentrate, in order to meet you, Lord Jesus, even though recollecting ourselves and withdrawing a little bit from the hubbub and busyness of the world is important, and we need to do it. Yet nevertheless, wherever we are, on a pilgrimage, in a church, in the quiet of our room, or right in the middle of our workplace, or in traffic, or at home, Jesus is with us. We're in him, and he is in us. And Jesus, you say that this is a great condition for fruitfulness, or it's kind of like a great either or. Either we remain connected to you and bear much fruit, or we're disconnected and we do nothing, and we become, in a certain sense, useless and worthless without you. Either everything with Jesus or nothing without him. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If we could kind of like personify the electricity in someone's house and perhaps even narrow it down to the electrical outlet in the wall in the living room, we could perhaps think of the electrical outlet telling the TV, apart from me, you can do nothing. Without being plugged in, without the connection to the electrical outlet, without the electricity that runs through that outlet when it's plugged in, the TV is useless. Maybe you can hang some coats on it, but you can't use it as a TV. This is our connection with our Lord in the supernatural life, and even in a certain sense, in the fully human life. Without a connection with him, we can't do anything. And the church teaches us this very clearly, that not only in the state of grace is grace present and necessary, but when we're not in the state of grace, anything that moves us to conversion, anything that's meritorious in God's sight, any human act that's truly good, still takes God's help. It still takes grace, and that grace is won for us by Jesus on the cross. The only thing we can do apart from God, totally apart from God's supernatural help, is sin. The only thing I can do, Lord, without you, without working with you, is evil. And evil indeed is a form of nothingness. It's a lack of good, a lack of goodness that should be somewhere, should be there in my actions. What a tremendous option, tremendous either or. Either much fruit, Lord Jesus, connected to you, or nothing without you. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Lord Jesus, this is your will for us. This is the Father's will for us, that abiding in you, we bear much fruit. Fruit for ourselves, fruits of joy, fruits of virtue, fruits of fidelity, fruits of glory on earth and in heaven. And fruits for others, fruits of our acts of service, fruits of the consolation and comfort we bring to people. Fruits of enlightenment and education when we share the faith. Fruits of inspiration when others are attracted by our example. Fruits of salvation, Lord, when you save us and others because of our cooperation with you. Eternal life, fruit that remains, fruit that abides into eternity for us and for others. This is the wonderful opportunity of the Christian life. If we go all in, if we really decide to live the life of a Christian, to let Jesus live through us in a powerful way, in a real way, to decide to abide in him and let him abide in us with whatever he wants to do in us and through us. We bear much fruit. This is the fruitfulness of sanctity, the fruitfulness of the saints, of God's chosen ones. But we have to do it. And Lord, I have to examine my conscience and ask myself, Lord, is there anything I'm trying to do apart from you? Is there anything I'm doing, even good things, without relying on you, without praying for it? Where am I trying to go solo? Where am I trying to be a kind of lone ranger, someone who works on his or her own, without teamwork, without the teamwork of Jesus in our soul? And it's a good question. Is there anything I want to grow in or want to improve in that I don't pray for, that I'm not humble enough to ask Jesus' help for, that I think I can or should handle on my own without prayer? If we find that thing, yes, Jesus, this thing, I haven't asked you for this. I know I need to grow in patience, but I don't really pray for it. I know I need to grow in humility, but I've never really asked you to be humble. I know I need to improve my prayer life, but I haven't prayed for an increase of fervor, an increase of piety, an increase of dedication to prayer. I'm struggling with purity, or I'm struggling with temperance, and I'm trying, but I never really prayed for it, really put it before our Lord humbly and said, Lord, help me with this, help me with that. That's a great place to start, this abiding in Jesus, realizing that without him, we can't do anything, to ask him for the things that we want to do, that we find difficult. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's plenty more of 10 Minutes with Jesus just waiting for you at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Let's begin this day of prayer as we join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
At the Lamb's high feast we sing praise to our victorious King, who has washed us in the tide flowing from his pierced side. Praise we him whose love divine gives a sacred blood for wine, gives his body for the feast, Christ the victim, Christ the priest. Where the paschal blood is poured, death's dark angel sheaths his sword, Israel's host triumphant go through the wave that drowns the foe. Praise we now whose blood was shed, Paschal victim, Paschal bread, with sincerity and love eat we manna from above. Easter triumph, Easter joy, sin alone can this destroy. From sin's power do thou set free souls newborn, O Lord, in thee. Hymns of glory and of praise, risen Lord, to thee we raise. Holy Father, praise to thee with the Spirit.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our day and night with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
Alleluia! The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia!
Alleluia! Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia!
Alleluia!
Woman, who is it you are looking for?
Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn.
Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully, and so share his royal power forever.
Alleluia! Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia!
Alleluia! Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia!
Alleluia! Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia!
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"?
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed, and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Alleluia! Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia!
My whole body rejoices. Alleluia!
With all my strength, I will praise my God.
Alleluia.
From the book of Revelation, a powerful angel picked up a huge stone like a huge millstone and hurled it into the sea and said, "Babylon, the great city, shall be cast down like this with violence and nevermore be found. No tunes of harpists and minstrels, of flutes and trumpeters, shall ever again be heard in you. No craftsman in any trade shall ever again be found in you. No sound of the millstone shall ever again be heard in you. No light from a burning lamp shall ever again shine out in you. No voices of bride and groom shall ever again be heard in you. Because your merchants were the world's nobility, you led all nations astray by your sorcery. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. After this I heard what sounded like the loud song of a great assembly in heaven. They were singing, "Alleluia, salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has condemned the great harlot, who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He has avenged the blood of his servants, which was shed by her hand." Once more they sang, "Alleluia," and as smoke began to rise from her forever and ever, the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God, seated on the throne, and sang, "Amen, Alleluia." A voice coming from the throne cried out, "Praise our God, all you his servants, the small and the great, who revere him." Then I heard what sounded like the shouts of a great crowd, or the roaring of the deep, or mighty peals of thunder, as they cried, Alleluia, the Lord is King, our God the Almighty. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For this is the wedding day of the Lamb. His bride has prepared herself for the wedding. She has been given a dress to wear, made of finest linen, brilliant white. The linen dress is the virtuous deeds of God's saints. The angel then said to me, Write this down. Happy are they who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. The angel continued, These words are true. They come from God. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, No, get up. I am merely a fellow servant with you and your brothers who give witness to Jesus. Worship God alone. The prophetic spirit proves itself by witnessing to Jesus.
I heard a voice from heaven like the roar of mighty thunder. The Lord our God reigns forever.
Now the salvation and power and authority of Christ have come. Alleluia.
A voice from the throne proclaimed, Praise God, all you saints. Praise Him, all you who revere Him, both great and small.
Now the salvation and power and authority of Christ have come. Alleluia.
From a sermon by St. Maximus of Turin, Bishop. Christ is risen. He has burst open the gates of hell and let the dead go free. He has renewed the earth through the members of his church now born again in baptism and has made it blossom afresh with men brought back to life. His Holy Spirit has unlocked the doors of heaven, which stand wide open to receive those who rise up from the earth. Because of Christ's resurrection, the thief ascends to paradise, the bodies of the blessed enter the holy city, and the dead are restored to the company of the living. There is an upward movement in the whole of creation, each element raising itself to something higher. We see hell restoring its victims to the upper regions, earth sending its buried dead to heaven, and heaven presenting the new arrivals to the Lord. In one and the same movement, our Savior's passion raises men from the depths, lifts them up from the earth, and sets them in the heights. Christ is risen. His rising brings life to the dead, forgiveness to sinners, and glory to the saints. And so David the prophet summons all creation to join in celebrating the Easter festival. Rejoice and be glad, he cries, on this day which the Lord has made. The light of Christ is an endless day that knows no night. Christ is this day, says the apostle. Such is the meaning of his words. Night is almost over, day is at hand. He tells us that night is almost over, not that it is about to fall. By this we are meant to understand that the coming of Christ's light puts Satan's darkness to flight, leaving no place for any shadow of sin. His everlasting radiance dispels the dark clouds of the past and checks the hidden growth of vice. The Son is that day to whom the day, which is the Father, communicates the mystery of his divinity. He is the day who says through the mouth of Solomon, I have caused an unfailing light to rise in heaven. And as in heaven no night can follow day, so no sin can overshadow the justice of Christ. The celestial day is perpetually bright and shining with brilliant light. Clouds can never darken its skies. In the same way, the light of Christ is eternally glowing with luminous radiance and can never be extinguished by the darkness of sin. This is why John the Evangelist said, The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to overpower it. And so, my brothers, each of us ought surely to rejoice on this holy day. Let no one, conscious of his sinfulness, withdraw from our common celebration, nor let anyone be kept away from our public prayer by the burden of his guilt. Sinner he may indeed be, but he must not despair of pardon on this day which is so highly privileged. For if a thief could receive the grace of paradise, how could a Christian be refused forgiveness?
The Lord in all his beauty has been raised above the stars, and his splendor shines forth among the clouds of heaven,
where his name shall be praised forever. Alleluia.
From the heights of heaven he goes forth, and to those heights he returns,
where his name shall be praised forever. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father,
all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the fifth Sunday of Easter, April 28, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord once again uses a poetic device, this time a metaphor. He talks about the vine and the branches. It's from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, I can't think of anything better to do but to keep on praying. So let's do that. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is your health and salvation. Let all who hear now to his temple draw near, joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things is wondrously reigning, and as on wings of an eagle uplifting, sustaining. Have you not seen all that is needful has been sent by his gracious ordaining? Praise to the Lord, who will prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend you. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, as with his love he befriends you. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again, gladly forever adore him.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
Whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia.
Worship the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
Worship worship the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Worship the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Worship the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
Worship the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Worship the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Worship the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia.
The saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia.
saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
The saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia.
For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all His faithful.
The saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in You, Lord, and acknowledge You as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in Your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May Your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
The saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised up Jesus on the third day and granted that He may be seen, not by all, but only by such witnesses as He had been chosen beforehand by God, by us who ate and drank with Him after He rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to bear witness that He is the one set apart by God as judge of the living and the dead. To Him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in Him has forgiveness of sins through His name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have risen from the dead.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever lives in Me and I in him will yield much fruit, says the Lord. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David.
Through His holy prophets He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant.
This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever lives in me and I in him will yield much fruit, says the Lord. Alleluia.
Christ is the Lord of life, raised up by the Father. In his turn, he will raise us up by his power. Let us pray to him, saying,
Christ our life, save us.
Lord Jesus, light shining in the darkness, you lead your people into life and give our mortal nature the gift of holiness.
May we spend this day in praise of your glory.
Christ our life, save us.
Lord, you walked the way of suffering and crucifixion.
May we suffer and die with you and rise again to share your glory.
Christ our life, save us.
Son of the Father, our Master and our Brother, you have made us a kingdom of priests for our God.
May we offer you our joyful sacrifice of praise.
Christ our life, save us.
King of glory, we look forward to the great day of your coming in splendor,
that we may see you face to face and be transformed in your likeness.
Christ our life, save us.
To these prayers, we add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Christ our life, save us.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, constantly accomplish the paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's Sunday. Get to Mass today and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the relevant radio app. Go out, make it a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.